And you're welcome back. Stu Hart Factor on 90.3 Nigeria Info and here in Punhanga, the number one talk station. I'm Dio. Happy New Year. 10 minutes gone past 5 p.m. We move on with more discussions on the show today. In a manner of speaking, we're discussing election matters, especially, well, we do have the general elections coming up in only a matter of weeks or just over a month, by the way. But we're discussing election matters from a somewhat different perspective, one that you probably don't give very much thought to. Of course, you're concerned about INEC ruling and all of this and security. The role of the so-called gladiators, the contestants, the political parties, the electorate, yourself, and all of that. How about the media? Do you give any thoughts to the media, the roles, the responsibilities of the media, the mass media, and whether or not they are playing these roles as effectively as they possibly can? Do you ever give any thought to that? Well, some people do, and it's very important that you even start doing that as well. Now, speaking along these lines, came across an interesting piece quite recently put together by the former, and I think immediate past INEC Resident Electoral Commissioner for Rivers State, and currently INEC Resident Electoral Commissioner for Edo State, Obuafanga. Said piece captioned, "Need for greater professionalism in electoral reporting." And I will get to some part of it in a moment. Let's just do that right now. The mass media plays a central role in the electoral process. It is the means by which the election management body, contestants, those parties and candidates, the electorate, campaigners, and even the security agencies pass or receive information of a public nature on the election. The media space has therefore provided the highest number of sources of information during elections. The media also benefits a lot from the electoral process in terms of content, the audience following, the adverts and sponsorship. Like every profession, media work comes with a code of conduct and ethics which must be adhered to. Now, those who report therefore must do so responsibly. Sadly, with the liberalization of the media space and the power of the internet, any and everybody with a smartphone and access to the internet has become a reporter, an editor, and a publisher of news, no matter their level of knowledge and motivation. We are therefore swarmed every minute with reportage that moves from the truth to untruth, misinformation, disinformation, sensationalism, and outright lies. Well, interesting stat. And by the way, you can also check out the piece for yourself online. Just search for the title of the caption of the piece, "Need for Greater Professionalism in Electoral Reporting," or just search for the name Obuafanga. I'm sure it will come up. But joining me via phone right now to discuss this all-important matter is former INEC Rec for Rivers State and current INEC Rec for Edo State, Obuafanga. Commissioner, good evening to you and welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello, good evening, Guy.
And might I say Happy New Year to you as well. This is the very conversation we're having on the show in this year.
Yes, Happy New Year to you too.
Great. Let's get on with it then. By the way, if you're listening, you can also join the conversation. We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigerian for PH. Drop your contributions via there as well. And I'm asking you, in your estimation, from your standpoint, is the mass media aiding the conduct of a smooth electoral process in Nigeria? Well, before I take your responses via social media pages and the phone line, I've got some questions for my guest. Commissioner, let's get right... Hello?
Yes, could you be more audible, please?
Okay, do I sound louder now?
Yes, you are.
All right, great. Let's get right to it then. Let's start on this note. How critical, I mean, for a lot of Nigerians, and arguably this year's general elections must be the most, or one of the most talked about issues in the country at the moment. And I'm quite certain when Nigerians have these conversations, they talk about INEC. They talk about what INEC is doing, or in their estimation, not doing to make the election successful. They talk about security and what the security agents can do better to ensure a smooth electoral process. They must talk about the electorate themselves, expectations of themselves and other members of the electorate community. They must talk also about a number of the political parties and the candidates also. We have these conversations every day, but I'm not sure how many of us have conversations about the mass media. and the role that it plays, or it will play, or stands to play, as far as the electoral process is concerned. So let's start on this note. How critical is the mass media to the electoral process?
Okay, thank you, Daniel. The truth is that we cannot have proper election in the sense of people knowing about the election, people participating in the election, if the mass media is not involved, because that is a very critical segment of the society. That is how information has to move from one person to another. So if we don't have the mass media involved in this, then there's very little information that people would know. INEC gives out a lot of information, does a lot of things. People need to know about this. People need to know about when the election is coming up. People need to know about what election is coming up and at what time. People need to know about how to participate in the election, registering when it's time for registering, collecting their voter's card, turning up on election day, what to do. So we rely on the media. It is so central that we can't do without the media. So that's how important the media is. And I guess it's not only in the area of election that the media is central, but actually with everything. Because information is so important, lack of information could bring about a disruption in life and in society activities. And proper information also helps people know the right thing to do at the right time. So yes, we really need the mass media to be part of the engagement to ensure that the election comes out successfully.
Can the mass media be used as well as a tool to sabotage the electoral process? As crucial or as critical as you say the media is to a successful outing, can the same media be used as well to truncate the process?
Oh, definitely. You know, the media, when we talk about the media, is a platform, is a conduit. So it also depends on what you want to use it for. But importantly, we need to realize that there's a code of ethics and code of conduct that we expect of persons who are involved in media work, which is that the interest of, I mean, they have to be to have the interest of their society, the interest of everyone, generality of people who are involved in anything in the society, and the information that is passed out, that is passed, has to be the truth, has to be factual. Yes, we know that people can express opinion, but as it is said, facts are sacred and opinions are free. So I can form an opinion on something, even as a mass media person, you can form an opinion on something. But that opinion, while it is free, it must be based on facts that are the truth. So I can't, for instance, say that put down the fact that is not the information that is not the truth, and on the basis of that, I start propounding my opinion, then the opinion is not based on true information. So we may not attack people's opinion, but we can attack the fact that they are not presenting the fact.
Now, referring to your piece once again, your piece captured need for greater professionalism in electoral reporting. I'd like to go to one of the paragraphs there. And the fourth paragraph. Sadly, and I'm reading right now, quoting, sadly, with the liberalization of the media space and the power of the internet, any and everybody with a smartphone and access to the internet has become a reporter, an editor and a publisher of news, no matter the level of knowledge and motivation. And whilst this, this has been heralded as a very good thing, the fact that, you know, people can provide information real time, whatever is happening at the moment, you know, and it's hard to hide anything any longer. And this, with access to the internet, the improvement in technology as far as smartphones and other applications online are concerned, even accountability is raised as well. Multiple truths, are able to be heard also. Nobody is gagged any longer. Understandably, there are negatives to that also, because people have also used these platforms to perpetuate all kinds of nefarious activities, brandishing outright falsehoods as news and as truth in the name of publishing or providing information. What exactly can, especially conventional media, because all of these are more or less known as new media spaces, is there anything really that a conventional mass media can do about that? Because there is a danger here. Whenever that happens, what you hear sometimes, especially when it's found out the information is false, the reaction you get is, oh, the media, these media people will not check what they are saying. They are lying again. Meanwhile, the information is not from any credible source or conventional media outlets. And sometimes you ask the person who is saying this, where did you get the information from? They will tell you they saw it on Facebook, or they will tell you they saw it on WhatsApp.
Online.
You know, they saw it online. So, Now I'd like you to help or to expatiate more on the danger of that. And then, is there anything really that conventional mass media can do to stop this, or is the conventional mass media as much a victim as well as the rest of the populace?
Okay, so yes, let's start by acknowledging that with the liberalization of the media space, that's supposed to be a positive. So more people have access to information because of the internet. So if the right information is put there, a lot more people will be knowledgeable. Because we find that state that before now, I mean, if people were going to still rely on printed newspaper for information, a lot of information they will get will be still. And then not everybody will be able to afford buy the newspaper. And if people are also going to rely on established media stations, the radio and the television, not everybody would have access to that, you know, even the issue of the power supply to have access to that. But with the multiplicity of options, including using the internet, this information can be passed out. But the problem now is that it's also a problem that is larger than even the media. Because even the consumer of news and information, a lot of them don't even know, cannot distinguish between what they see on online, which may be put up by a blog, from that which comes from an established news medium. So anything that is put out there, people will just create blogs and it will look like a regular professional news channel. And then people are taking all this information from different sources. And like I said, sometimes motivation is the problem. So somebody is motivated just to put out any information. There are some people, some of this information that you see, they are actually sponsored or owned by partisan political interests who are just out to put the wrong information against opponents or wrong information against even the election management body, in this case, INEC, or information to. So I give you an instance. This morning, for today, I received this particular information from about two or three different persons asking me to confirm. As you know, we are doing the collection of voters' cards now. It will continue until the 22nd of this month, January. That's when it will end. Now, from this Friday, which is the 6th of January, until the 15th of January, a period of about 9 days, we will be going to the ward or registration area for people to collect this card. Now, somebody put out an information telling people about this.
Can you hold that thought, please, of what the false information is? We'll come back to that. I've got a commercial break to attend to shortly. Do please stay with us. Hard Fast continues in a bit.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Health Factor Nigeria in Food Harry Port Harcourt. I'm Dayo. 27 gun past 5, still joined by Obore Fanga, our next resident electoral commissioner in Edo State. Commissioner, you're welcome back.
Thank you very much.
And we're discussing his piece, Need for Greater Professionalism in Electoral Reporting. Commissioner, before the break, you were talking about some false information put out by some person. Go ahead, please.
Yes, the person who was talking about the fact that we are going to the wars from Friday the 6th to Sunday the 15th of January, for people to collect their tenant and voter card. Just that part. But the person embellished with falsehood by saying that people can collect cards on behalf of others. That if the person, the owners of the card, give them their certain documents, that they can, on the basis of that, collect the cards on behalf of others, and was asking people to share this information. This is outright falsehood. You cannot collect a card on behalf of another person. There's no, you are not allowed to do that. But somebody has published this, embellished the truth and untruth, and shared it. So people who know, who will know, for instance, that the collection is going, will be at the world level from this Friday to the other Sunday, would now think that this other information is also true, but it's not. So you see this kind of information being shared, especially on the social media. And sometimes in the article I wrote, one of the things I said was that for the professionals in journalism, they need to up their game by being conversant with what the law says. So for instance, if somebody is reporting the electoral system, the person needs to know what the Constitution says about election. The person needs to know what the Electoral Act says about election. The person also needs to know about any timetable and guidelines that are issued, so that when information comes to the professional can at that point be the gatekeeper and decide whether this information is the truth at all to be even put out to the general public. Not just thinking that once information comes, you have to put out, and then if it is not the truth, those who know it's not the truth will now start running to respond to that no, this is not correct. But if the professionals themselves do, so for instance, we also expect, the professionals who are covering the electoral system to know when somebody has publicized to be a candidate in an election, to know when a candidate in an election has won the election. Okay? But if they don't know this, then it is possible for the people with partisan political interest to just put out any information to them and they get this published as they not serve as conduits for falsehood of information relating to the electoral system. And this is part of what I pointed out.
All right, it is about the bottom of the air right now. Another quick break for the headlines. We'll return shortly. Conversation with INEC Rec, Obore Fanga, continues in a bit. Please stay with us.
Nigeria Evil.
The hub for information,
current affairs, and more.
The president used his last Democracy Day address to talk about several issues, including security.
It is this same government that they started it. They don't obey
Canada. Join the conversation
right here.
Let's talk.
Are you up to date with ideas for sustainable development?
92.3 Nigeria Info serves you opportunities
to ask great questions,
contribute solutions,
and transform society for the better.
I'm listening. Are you?
You're welcome once again to Hard Factor Nigeria Info FM here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dial. And we're still discussing a piece written by INEC resident electoral commissioner for Edo State, Obore Fanga, former INEC rec here in River State. Said piece titled Need for Greater Professionalism in Electoral Reporting. Commissioner, you're welcome again.
Thank you very much.
We continue from where we left off before the headlines just a while ago. You were talking about the responsibility of professionals in the industry these days. You know, for in the print media, it might be easier. Editorial or editing might be easier, because when you get information, you have time to process it, you have time to verify, you have time to fact check. Even if a reporter or a stringer sends in a piece, the editor might still have time to check it over and be certain, or double check to be certain of the information contained therein. An editorial board might have time to check over some particular pieces before they are printed and sent out as well. But especially for broadcast media, it might be a bit more difficult to have those checks, because sometimes this information is passed across in real time. Broadcast media, for example, radio, for example, Nigerian for right now, and other such broadcast media outlets. And there's so much information out there. And I concur or concede with your position earlier on that the professional, in this case, the broadcaster or the broadcast journalist, is the gatekeeper and must be certain that whilst opinions are free and people have the right to express those opinions, but their organization or their outlet is a platform that can be used to spread proper information or even deliberately spread false information as well in the guise of expressing opinions. How easy is it, in your estimation, for a broadcast media practitioner to know every time, real time, every information that's correct, all the information that's true, or tell when somebody might be deliberately or otherwise, or in some cases even deliberately, mischievously, trying to propagate, use their platform to propagate outright falsehoods?
So when they get the information that they're trying to write out this script, that we're talking about the broadcast journalist now, they write out the script before putting it out. It's an editing process. There should be an editor. And they can still run it, assuming the reporter is not an expert in that field, in that area. In this case, we're talking about the election process. I expect that each media house would have an editor or a politics editor who should be up to speed with these things I refer to, what the Constitution says, what the Electoral Act says, what the guidelines and regulations of INEC telling the elections are. So they should be able to cross-check that. And they can also cross-check with the person who can get the correct information. So, like, people on a regular basis, my friends in the media on a regular basis, they'll see something and send to me, could I confirm this? Now they'll tell them, oh no, this isn't true, this isn't true. So I expect people who work in the media also will have this thing to people who may have the information. Now, you see, some of the information I'm talking about may not necessarily be misinformation about what the electoral body is doing. It could also be misinformation about other areas because you want to demarcate other candidates or other aspirants. So we expect the journalist whose duty it is to report facts to be able to cross-check that. Nothing says you must always be the first to break the news. Because if you constantly are found out leaking false information in the name of breaking, then you would demarket your organization and your press, and you lack, the rest of members of the public who are discerning, and even among the people. So this is what I expect. I would rather give the right information late than give the wrong information early, because it doesn't matter. In fact, you would have said to ruin the process by giving the wrong information. Like the commissioner said, yeah, somebody said that you could collect a good podcast on behalf of somebody else. Why would anybody say that? It is not outrightly false. But it is possible that this information I said is false, some person may pitch it out from home. And before you know it, that becomes the basis of media discussion, even with the another thing I said. While the mainstream media, the regular media we know, are related, they are professionals. But sometimes they beat also to be ahead of the news. They sometimes jump into practicing this online publishing or blog publishing a news. So information that was not verified, they may even use it as a basis for discussion on radio and television live programs that people are calling and then they are also embellishing it falsehood. And before you know it, the hapless listener or viewer picks up that information as if it is the truth because it's been in the media. And so when you ask where did you get that, no, it was on the media.
Now, you talked about the consumers of the information as well, put up by the media, whether it's print media or broadcast media or even new media, and the ability to decipher what is authentic information, what could be a deliberate attempt at misinforming as well. Whilst the media no doubt bears enormous responsibility in churning out in carrying out the job responsibly and churning out correct information, the citizens have a role to play as well in determining what is correct information and what might be disinformation or misinformation or just outright lies.
Well, yes, the citizens have that responsibility too. But you see, sometimes you don't blame the citizen because, I mean, when we're growing up, if something was on the news, then it meant it was the truth because we expected that the people who bring the news would have done the background. Just like back then, if you pick up a book, something you need, a published book, and someone is sure that the information there is correct, the spelling is grammar is correct. But these days, everybody is a publisher, a writer, and people can actually write down and get it published because you can self-publish. That's what is happening with the media. So people don't get information, you know, they put it out there. And then they have less members of the public. Some of them may not be educated and well-informed enough to be able to immediately decipher that this piece of information can be correct. I give you, you know, all sorts of information come out. If somebody to first be critical and he or she receives and tries to cross-check. I give another instance. In the last few days, I've seen the very interesting video that has been on, I've seen it on WhatsApp group, and I had to search and correct them. There's a video of a young boy dancing with an older woman, which was one of those programs in the West, where, you know, like a music contest. And then somebody used that and told the wrong story and said that young boy there is the president, Macron, Emmanuel Macron, and the person he's dancing with was his teacher, then who is now his wife. And this was many years ago. And I checked it, I said no. I checked on that, I found that was the wrong information. The person there was definitely not Emmanuel Macron. And the older person there is not his wife now. But because it is also a fact that Emmanuel Macron married someone who was like a teacher to him. And then the person released a wrong video and people are not commenting on it. But it is not many people will be so to want to cross-check this. So when you see this information, that's why you see the article I wrote was on professionalism in electoral reporting. So it's not that anybody that should come in and report electoral issues, but at least have basic understanding of the election. But of course, the other point I make there is people who report this should also know the difference between the kinds of elections and even know when somebody has won an election. So they can even raise issues assuming the electoral body itself made a mistake in making a call as to who has won an election. I expect them to also say, no, based on what the law says, this person has not won an election. That's the kind of professionalism we expect.
The line's open right now. If you'd like to join the conversation, you're very much welcome to. Call 0700-923-093. That's 0700-923-093. 0923. We are live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. That's facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. We're also live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. That's we're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Do join the conversation, drop a comment or call in to ask a question, and we'll attend to them as well. Once again, taking calls right now on 0700-930-923. Okay. 0700-930-923 is the number to call. Let's get your take on the matter at hand. Now, one of the things you talked about or you touched on, Commissioner, was the politicians themselves. But before I get to that, I'd like to take a call now. Hello, Hardfat, you're welcome. Please go ahead. Hello, Hardfat, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, this is Chief Rike calling back again from Australia.
Go ahead, please, with your comment or question.
Thank you. Regarding to your guest, talk about the information. I think they are not really passing information as supposed. And I would like to encourage them to partner with our traditional rulers. Are you hearing me?
Who is not passing information across as they're supposed to?
I said I urge them.
Who is them? You said they and them. Who or what are you referring to?
I'm referring to the INEC.
Oh, to INEC. Okay.
Yes. To partner with traditional rulers in terms of disseminating information to the rural populace so that they will to know that it is time for them to come collect the important as well. Because even here we still use the traditional means to disseminate such information about going to collect your PVC and the rest of them. So that's what I want INEC to do. And there's something I saw in Benin at Ogida where they were sharing voter cards by some group of persons.
Hello, I would appreciate if you just restrict your comments to the matter that's been discussed at this time.
Okay.
All right, thank you. And once again, 0700-93-0923 via facebook.com/Nigerian4PH. Speaking of Facebook, Gwasim Kenneth goes, if the mass media must aid the conduct of a smooth electoral process in Nigeria, reporters assigned to cover elections must avoid any form of financial inducement to electoral seasonal bribes by both politicians and party agents, which is primarily aimed at buying them over to either underreport or exaggerate information about the actual analysis made before, during and even after the elections must have been held, as much as insistence on the provision of adequate security for them and the electorate willing to exercise their franchise. Now, I was about to ask the Commissioner, you, in your piece as well, you made reference to the politicians, the various candidates and the likes, and how that not all that they say is factual. And sometimes, I think I'd like to refer to your piece once again. Quote, the journalists should know that it's not every claim and statement made by politicians and stakeholders in the electoral process that qualifies to be reported, especially when they know them to be manifestly false. They should take steps to cross-check or verify facts from relevant sources before reporting. There are some that might misconstrue this to mean gagging persons and not allowing them free rein to express themselves. I mean, if you've allowed that other party or that other politician or candidate to express themselves and express their truths, why are you stopping me from expressing my own opinion or my own position or my own facts on the matter as well? Which must mean that you have been sponsored by the other person, you have been bribed by them, you have sold out to the other people. That's why you're stopping us from expressing our own position. How does one deal with that situation?
Well, you know, as professionals, journalists will know how to report it. So if election has been held, one candidate says he or she has won the election. I expect that if the reporter is reporting that, will say that this person claimed to have won the election. Okay? But I also expect the reporter to make a factual information has the result been declared by the person that has the authority to declare the result? So that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. If somebody says, I am the governor-elect, or I'm the member-elect, or I'm the senator-elect, no election has been concluded, result has been declared that makes the person elect, then you won't come that way. So, the important thing is that the reporter, the journalist, have control with the information they are putting out. So if somebody makes a claim, okay, so if somebody claims, somebody claims that you can actually collect voter cards on behalf of your wife, I expect the journalist to not report that as a fact. It's rather say that this person claims or is suggesting this should be the fact. But the journalist can also say that it could be in the reporting, could indicate that if this happens, it would be contrary to this provision of the law or this guideline of IMS. But if you just anything somebody puts out, you just put it out that way as the news. That's what the problem is. Because the members of the public now picks up that and believe that that is it. Okay, so if that is the fact, people now turn up at IMS offices and say that this to collect the cash from the other fathers, even though the report said that could happen. That also leads to confusion in the system. So the reporter should also demand of the responsibility she or she owes the society.
Commissioner, We have to wrap up the conversation in a moment, but I'd like to just chip this in. It wasn't part of our earlier discussion, but I did mention to you that I might ask you at the end of the conversation. Reports about or concerns being expressed by some persons regarding the collection of PVCs in Edo State, where you're now in charge, you're the INEC Resident Electoral Commissioner there. There have been accusations, the counter-accusations that certain units of certain polling units or certain centers, collection of PVCs is extremely difficult, if not impossible, and the accusations that this might be deliberate in your state. Your response to that in about 2 minutes, please.
Well, that's not true. So what we do in the data is that every day, at the end of each day, we publish the list of the number of persons who have collected cards in each of the local government areas across the state. And during this holiday period, we were open on Christmas Day, we were open on New Year's Day, and we only didn't open on the day declared public holiday. And I have here on my fact sheet the total number of persons who have collected on each day. So for instance, if I may go that, so for instance, 28th, of December, which was last Thursday, 3,228 persons collected cards in Edo State.
I'm not sure we have the time for that information, Commissioner. Pardon me.
Yes. So collection is going on in all the local government offices across the country, and that's also happening in Edo State. And we have figures of the number of people who have picked up their card for each of the local government areas.
All right, thank you very much. On that note, we have to wrap up the conversation. Thanks for joining in, especially thanks to my guest, Obro Fanga, is INEC Resident Electoral Commissioner for Edo State and former INEC Rec for River State. Commissioner, many thanks for your time. Wish you the very best.
Thank you very much.